Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Yeah. 1 June 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. And tonight we're going to have a guest on, but I've got something that I want to discuss with you. I taught this past weekend in Bible study. It's important enough that I know a lot of you didn't get a seat on Bible study or watching anywhere on the internet. I have to share some things that tonight that are so important. I want you to know that Christ is purging his floor. I said he's purging his floor right now. He's trying those who will stand with him. He's trying to see who will be with him whenever this is all comes together. And folks, I'm going to share with you some thoughts tonight, and I'll take a phone call next half hour like I always do. But I want you to pay attention to this program because eternal souls could depend on this. But if you want to call me next half hour, you can call me, of course, at 844-769-2944. Don't forget that if you listen on shortwave, you're listening because Melody Seastrom paid for the shortwave time. She did. Bless her heart. And Melody Seastrom is there for you to help you if she can, in any way that she can financially. And I hope you'll call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 and tell her I sent you over. Hope you'll do that. I really mean that. And I hope that you'll understand that she really is doing her best to reach out to people. Of course she makes a living doing what she's doing. But she's trying to help people. She's got a heart for what she does. And tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez with us. Tomorrow night will be a program dedicated to help you with your health issues. Any questions you may have about yourself or a friend or family member, tomorrow night you can call and ask us. In my mind, probably one of the top five doctors in the world that can help you with naturally to take care of your bodies. I hope tomorrow night you will call and ask questions and perhaps be helped a little bit by Dr. Rodriguez. Next Monday night will be Deborah Travirus. I talked to her for about a half an hour this evening. Deborah sees things coming she's really concerned about. So we're going to have you on next Wednesday night to share her information with you. So mark that down too. And don't forget, folks, I'm going to lock this for the rest of this week. I'm going to shut it down. The video that Phil Hudock made, our producer made, to show you the hoax of the COVID-19 so-called pandemic. It's about an hour long. A DVD that you can have to make copies of, share with your friends. And if you don't do it, shame on you is all I can say. Now, they may not watch it. I realize that. It's not our call who listens and who doesn't. Our duty is to share the truth. For $10.50, this will be delivered to you. You make copies of it if you want. You make all the copies you want of it. It's not copyrighted. Use it, please. And the vaccine papers. Vaccine paperwork. Folks, this is coming to you real soon. I guarantee you, sometime soon, in the very near future, you're going to be asked to take a vaccine. Already they're giving, they're voluntarily, people are volunteering to be tested, line up in the cars for a drive-through test. Most of them line up in cars for the drive-through vaccine. You mark my words, the vaccine move is coming in this country. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're talking about force in some places not. I don't know. We'll wait and see. I can't tell you on that. But the paperwork I have probably will not stop them, but at least give you a way to show them precisely and concisely where you stand and why you stand where you stand. All you do is pay postage. Postage and everything, I'll get about $4. That's all I'm asking. You can have this paperwork. They can look at it for themselves, make copies, give to your friends, and say, this is what I have to stand on. You got to make a decision yourself now, folks, if you're going to try to give me a shot or not. But here it is, information. Read it before you try anything. And, folks, that'll be your answer without having to say a word. That's the best I can offer. Of course, backyard medicine is still available. And if you haven't noticed the price of groceries going up, then you haven't been in the store. The price of groceries is going through the roof. Backyard medicine available for $18.95, two or more $15.95. That's delivered. Of course, we're still offering REM sleep and all the Strauss products. All those folks here, everybody, we're all here. I'm going to shut up on that now. You know we got them. You can call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, it would help us if you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, we are going to have a church again this weekend, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us. It'll be the last time in June, because the Phil and Lynn will be taking off for the rest of the month with their families. So we're going to have Bible study this weekend. And the second hour, we're going to have Nancy Bowser on, the lady who was a satanically rich abused child beginning at age 3. We'll be sharing her memories as best she can with us at a second hour of our Bible studies, folks, this coming week, this coming Saturday. The first hour, of course, will be with current events, of course, and sharing that with you. So I hope you would join us. I really do hope us for this coming Bible study. Will be the last one for a few weeks, because Phil and Lynn deserve a vacation. They do. Now I want to talk to you a while, folks. I want you to maybe listen to me, and if you have any questions or anything, I hope you at least will take time to call and comment or share your viewpoints, because what I want to share is so important. And I've read it many times in my life, and I'm sure you have too. And I think sometimes you read things, we just glance over it, we know what it means, but we just kind of glance over it and go on, and not, we don't give much thought to it. I think we should. I really do. I know that God has tested his people in America many, many, many times in my lifetime. And with every test that I can think of off the top of my head, we have failed miserably. Now, not all believers, no. But in mass, the so-called churches have failed miserably. We're told in Matthew chapter 3, John, he was preaching and teaching on the riverbanks, and he was telling the people that Christ was coming, and that he was going to purge his floor. He was going to purge his floor and separate the wheat from the chaff, and cast the chaff into unquenchable, never-ending fire, the lake of fire. He was going to purge his floor. In other words, he was going to try his people with a fan in his hand and see who was chaff and who was wheat. The wheat would not be blown away, but the chaff would be. He He's talking about his so-called people, even at the time. He's going to purge his floor with Israel, the nation of Israel at the time. He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. And folks, he did it. And there's a whole lot of chaff blown away, weren't there? Wasn't there a whole lot of chaff blown away? Of course there were. He's doing the same thing today to his church. He's in the process of purging his floor. I hope you'll read it for yourself if you have more time. I don't have time to go all through the scriptures because I just don't have time in an hour to do that. I don't. Now, I did teach this past weekend on that. If you want a copy of the teaching, you're welcome to get it, folks. A donation of $10.50 will be sent a two-hour video. You're welcome to watch the teaching. I wish you would. I think it's important. I know it's important because it's a warning to us today. You see, the Israelites of Christ's time said they had Abraham to their father, and they were God's chosen people, and therefore he would never, never cast them aside. They were arrogant, conceited, stiff-necked, and even perverted. They even told Christ to his faith that we have Abraham for a father. We've never been enslaved to anybody. We've always been God's chosen people and Christ. And they were slaves to Rome at the time. And Christ, the truth, would stand before them and they wouldn't accept him. You see, the same thing happened to the church in America today. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 7, Jeremiah was told to go out and stand in front of the church. Read it for yourself. And preach to the people that went there and tell them about their shortcomings and how they denied God and that he was going to punish them if they didn't change their ways. Read it for yourself. And they trust, though, in the lying words. The Bible says they trust in lying words. The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. In other words, we're going to church. We're part of the church. We're in church. We're okay. We're not going to do... No, we're fine. I go to church. I tithe. I'm a good guy. I do all these things. I go to church. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm fine. I go to church. And Jeremiah said, don't trust those words. Going to church doesn't save you. Saying you're a Christian doesn't save you. Without works, there is no hope. Now, I said, well, you sent me a preacher, you saying work to heaven? No, I didn't say that. 1,000 times, no, I didn't say that. But faith produces works, according to James. To go to church and deny Christ and not speak and not do what's right is absolutely damning. And remember that he said, your hearts, with your mouth, you praise me with you, but your hearts are far from me. You remember Matthew chapter 7, he said, a lot of ones will stand before me on the day of judgment and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done this? In your name we prophesied, healed the sick, raised the dead, we fed the hungry. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. You see, folks, it's easy to serve Christ when things are good, when things are smooth. Old song that McCamey used to sing, entitled God on the Mountain. It's easy to have faith when the faith isn't needed, when everything's fine. But I tell you right now, my friends, that the church in America has failed, and worldwide, but the church in America where I live has failed the test many, many times already. We've been tried. He's took his fan and purged his floor. And watch the chaff been blown away. What do you mean, preacher? I can name many, many occasions, but I'll just name a few. When they took prayer out of school in 1963, did the church stand up and say, it ain't going to happen? Over our dead bodies, you're going to do this? Or even better, did the Christians stand up and say, you're not going to put our children in those hell holes you call schools. We're going to take them out and teach them ourselves. Well, what do you mean against the law? I can't do that. As long as I'm breathing, my children will be taken care of. That's what Christians should have done and didn't do. They did not proclaim their duty before God to speak their minds and protect their children. When they took prayer out of school, they should have took the children out of school. But the church, the so-called Christians, failed that test miserably. And look at our children today. And tell me that they're better off they were when God was allowed to be in the school and prayer was allowed to be in the school, when they were taught morals and Ten Commandments. Tell me they're better off. The church failed in 1963. The church failed the big one in 1973. When the test was given to see if the church, if the so-called church of believers, that people said they believe in Jesus Christ, His laws and commandments, would protect the most innocent people in the world, the unborn children. When the Supreme Court made law, not the Senate, not the Congress, the Supreme Court made law and said the Constitution guarantees the right of every woman to murder her child. Oh, some people stood up. They did. And we've been fighting in the courts ever since then and not gaining much ground, really. Now, lately, we picked up some steam, perhaps. But in all this battle, since 1973, nearly 100 million children have been slaughtered. And the church basically blew that test all to hell. If there was ever a time when we should exercise our duty, as commented upon in the Second Amendment, to bring forth the weapons needed to protect the innocent, that was then. We didn't do it. We talked, we mouthed, we did nothing. And those who dared stand in a way that they thought necessary to stop it were criticized by the so-called church. They're ostracized and ignored by those who say they love Jesus. I dare say this, folks. If we don't love an innocent child, we don't love Jesus Christ. Yahshua the Messiah may be who he says he is, but in our heart he's not. If we don't love an innocent child enough to defend it, then we certainly are not loving Christ. The church failed miserably. And according to the Bible in 2 Kings 24 verse 4, that was the last straw before God judged America. America crossed the line of no return in January 1973. And the church allowed it to happen. I know you don't like it. I can't help it. I didn't write the book. So you see, the churches are saying today, oh, but look what we've done. We've raised billions of dollars to feed the poor. We've raised the dead. We've done all these great works in your name, Lord. But we didn't keep your commandments. Because Christ said those that enter in are going to be doing the will of my Father. All those that cry, Lord, Lord, don't enter in, folks. Those that do the will of the Father. And I think, according to His word in Proverbs 24, 11, and 12, and other places, our job was to protect the innocent. We didn't do it. Are you following what I'm saying so far? Are you understanding the seriousness of this? Do you understand exactly how we got to where we are and why we're in the mess in right now? Do you understand that how a church full of cowards has destroyed our nation and our children's future? I caught the Hezekiah syndrome, folks. I did teach on this one time. And Hezekiah was a king that did pretty much right in the sight of God. Matter of fact, the Lord God gave him 15 years addition to his life when he found he was going to die. But right after he did that, the Hezekiah welcomed in the ambassadors of the world, Babylon, and showed them the wealth of his household. And Isaiah said, because you've done this, all this will be in the possession of the world kingdom, Babylon. Oh yeah, folks, we live in Babylon right now in America. And your possessions, by the way, belong to Babylon, not you. Oh yes, that's a fact. You don't own a cop-picking thing. You don't pay tax on your home, see who takes it. You don't pay tax on your car, see if you're allowed to travel in it. You don't own a thing. You don't own a thing. You don't own your businesses. You do not own your businesses. If you don't pay tax on it and keep your license updated, you won't be in business. You do not own a thing. We're a captive in Babylon because of our sins. And our ignorance of the Word of God. We're captive in Babylon. We all are. Get used to it. But Isaiah said, because you've done this, your sons and daughters are going to serve the king of Babylon. Your sons will become eunuchs. In other words, you're going to castrate your sons and make them servants. And all the possessions you've had and your father had will go into Babylon. Hezekiah's answer was, well, as long as there's peace and truth in my time. He said, it's good what you say, Isaiah. As long as there's peace and truth in my time, I'm a happy camper. Hasn't that been the creed of the cowardly church? I just finished another article. It'll be typed up and put online hopefully sometime later this week, entitled The Three C's of Tyranny and Destruction: Cowardliness, Complacency, and Compliance. That's the church in America today. And we just had another test given us with their so-called COVID virus. Oh, and the churches as a whole failed that miserably. Enough to make you want to gag and puke up your guts. These so-called powerhouses of God whimpered and cried, went into the corner and said, "We'll have church online. That way we won't break the governor's heart and cause any problems. We'll follow the governor's decrees. We don't care about God's laws." And Hebrews 10:25, we don't care what God says. We're going to do it our way because the governor said we should do it this way. We're going to do it. And when you go back to church, you're going to have social distancing and you're going to wear a mask. Oh my God in heaven, he has to be upset with us. How can he even abide the idea of those who call themselves believers and Christians, who walk in such fear and such compliance with man's decrees and ignore the laws of God? How can that happen? Christ said in John 15, "If you abide in me and you bear fruit, I'll purge you and make you have more fruit. If you don't bear fruit, said my Father, the husband will cut you off and cast you into the fire." Are we seeing the fruit of courage in the church today? Are we seeing that the church respond in a way that it makes people to pay attention? Hey, they're not afraid. They're standing up. They're going to fellowship. They don't care to go to jail. They're going to stand for the truth. Are we seeing that kind of witness today in the world? Now, I don't think so. I have a very dear brother in Arizona named Gary and his wife Don, who get on the streets every weekend with pictures of murdered babies and try to get people to pay attention. And they're lucky to have one other person follow them into this service. And of all the years they've done it, maybe have one or two people stand with them. And most churches ignore them. They agree with him that all this is murder, but they won't stand with them at all. We are failing the test. The purge is on. And the chaff has been separated. I mark my words, my friends. I'm telling you the truth because it's in the Word of God. The same ones who turn Christ into Caesar, to government, if you will, are the same ones who are going to turn on you. The ones who turned Christ in were called the church of the day. They were the leading pastors and preachers, if you want to call them that, and bishops of the day. They were the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they were the ones, and the scribes, and all of them. They're the ones who hated Christ because he told the truth. You see, the church back then had a maid. They were wealthy. They were respected by the people. Conned. Yeah, they were conned. People were conned. But they were respected by the people almost, and reverenced by the people, which, by the way, is a sin to reverence anyone. That's why I don't like to be called reverend. Because reverend is the name of God. Look, find it for your Bible. Reverend is the name of God, not man. But the church in his day hated him because he told the truth and tore down their playhouse. You see, the churches wouldn't have turned him in and had him crucified. And the people followed, just like they do today. And there's no respect, folks, for the church in America today. Matter of fact, if I'm reading, I understand right, we're losing 35,000 people a day leaving the Church of America. No wonder. We don't have any church bus left in America. We have buildings that call themselves churches, but the buildings are not the church. The church is the people, the born-again believers of Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ, the ones who keep the commandments of God. The ones who understand the commandments of God are not optional. Our duty is to protect the innocent, to tell the truth, and stand against evil no matter what we face. As a matter of fact, right now, I am working desperately to find a lawyer who represents us as the church in West Virginia sues the governor in his office and in his person for what he's done. We're trying to do a class action lawsuit. If anyone out there that lives in this state or even out of state, that's fine. You're welcome to help us if you can. If you want to join us in a class action lawsuit in the state of West Virginia as a believer in God Almighty, there's another one going on right now for businesses, small businesses, and there'll be one going on for other individuals. But if you want to join us and support us in this suit from the living church of God in this country, you can call us to the office at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And if you don't want to join the suit, if you're out of state, if you'll help us financially, you can, because we're not doing this for free. We're not asking a lawyer to represent us for free. But I am going to personally, people will help me, lead the charge in a class action lawsuit to let the governor of this state and legislators know that the church in America, there's some church left. Not the ones on the corner call themselves churches that are doing social distancing and wearing masks and obeying all the rules and dictates of man. I'm talking about the church of God who did not miss a service, who stood on their hind feet and said, we're going to show up no matter what. All hell sells us. We're going to Bible study. We're going to church. Send in the troops. Send in the cops. We're going to church. I guarantee you, very few did that. I don't expect a huge crowd to come in this class action lawsuit unless they're a bunch of hypocrites, or perhaps they repented of what they've done and are sorry they've done it and want to make up a difference and want to show their repentance by doing what's right. Then, by all means, come join us. But if you call the toll-free number, 800-777-4403, say, Pastor, I'm with you. I'll pray for you and I'll join you. I'll even put my name on it. If I help you financially, I will. But if you want to join us, folks, we're looking for people who have the courage to stand against the governor of West Virginia, so-called, that's called the name Jim Justice. What a joke. That will stand in the face of this man and let him know that we are not afraid of him or his decrees or the power they use to back him. Greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. You say, preacher, they can put you in jail. Big deal. There is a Christ. A preacher, they can kill you. Big deal. They crucified the Savior, but he didn't stay dead. No more than I will. They put Paul in jail. As a matter of fact, Paul wrote Romans 13 out of prison. For you naive pastors, you think that tells you that you have to obey Caesar no matter what. You are so ignorant of the truth of the Word of God, you have not call yourself a pastor at all or a preacher. I'm sick of it. We are going to do a class action lawsuit because I, for one, do not be intending to be blown away of fear by what anything man tells me. Now, this next event's happening right now all around us, folks. The riots are actually going on almost nationwide in the major cities. We're going to talk about that after the break and take your phone calls at 844-769-2944.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We'll take phone calls in a few minutes, I promise. I do want to hear from you. I really do. This program, folks, is much yours as mine. I may be the mouthpiece, so to speak, and perhaps I'm the minister of the with you, but you folks, the reason why we're here, please understand that. One for one, dear lady in Arizona passed away some months ago and blessed us with some funds. We wouldn't be on several stations right now. We wouldn't be. And we're not getting support from most of them, really. We're getting some, but not enough to keep going on its own. So when the funds run out, then we may have to drop some stations. But in the meantime, I want to thank you all for being there and for standing with us like you have. I do know in my spirit this message is for the last days. And it's needed, desperately needed, to reach a people with truth, the truth of the Word of God, and let them know they're without repentance. Because I don't care if you've been to church, you go to altar every week, every weekend, every Sunday or Saturday. I don't care. It makes no difference. You can go to the altar and pray without obedience. It's dead. Obedience is worship, folks. Obedience is worship. Not making noises, not jumping down, not shouting, not screaming, not playing music, not speaking in tongues, not rolling the floor, not anything. Obedience is worship. All your actions can say, and all your words can say, you love him. But if your heart's not with him, it's all hot air. It's all vanity. It's all vain. Understand that, please. We live in a time of great consternation. Now we have the COVID virus. Have you noticed how that's kind of starting to die off a little bit? Seeing how the riots are going on. I don't know all the ins and outs of what happened with George Floyd. I've seen the video. I've seen the fact that it wasn't. Now pay attention. Check it out for yourself. The paramedics did not take him away. Uniformed cops took him away on a stretcher and put him in an ambulance. Not paramedics. He didn't get paramedics. I don't know whether that was staged that way and he isn't really dead or what the purpose that was. Check it out for yourself. Look for yourself, and when he's taken away on the gurney, it's uniformed cops taking him away, not paramedics. Would I put it past George Soros and others to pay to have this done, to cause this troubles? Of course not. Henry Kissinger, back in the 70s, I believe it was, I don't remember exactly for sure, said, and it's a paraphrase, right now Americans would be upset if they saw foreign troops on the streets enforcing the law. They said there's a day coming when they're going to welcome those foreign troops. Well, the first time Minnesota history, they're calling out the National Guard, which is akin to, they are military, and they're going on the streets. We're seeing things happen that we never saw before. And yes, folks, it is instigated by world powers. The church is going to be tested again. Will you defend your neighbor's home? Will you stand with your neighbors to stop this evil? Or will you cow down again and kiss the boots of those who enslave you? I don't like violence. Violence is a last resort for anyone. But when they're burning people's businesses, and now they're going to start burning homes, mark my words, they're going to start burning communities. If we do not lock and load and protect our families and our neighbors, we've failed another test. I'm telling you the truth right out of the Word of God. Do with it as you please. If you don't love your neighbor as yourself, then you do not love God. None of these things are happening by accident. Please know that. Everything you see happening is pre-planned. The United Kingdom, the UK, European Union had the idea for vaccination passports back in 2019, long before this virus came along. They brought it forth. It's happening. They had to have a catalyst, if you will, to get people afraid enough to follow the rules. We are going to see the fear level in Americans rise to a point of blowing up in people's faces. There's a video on our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under American Minute, I think also Church News. You will see a lady in a grocery store not wearing a mask, and at least 8 to 10 people, maybe more, around her, cussing her, and tell them to get the F out of there. They were all wearing masks, and they were cussing her and telling her to get out of there. Because they're walking in fear. The same way that Christ was crucified by the masses, that turned him over to civil authority, the same thing's going to happen to people today who refuse to walk in fear and bow their knee before Satan and his minions. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. That's what the scripture tells us, that Matthew 24. You're going to be hated because you won't compromise his truths. You're going to be hated because you shame those who walk in fear because you're not walking in fear. So where are you going to stand? What are you going to do? You going to follow the masses? Remember that in Romans chapter 6, read it for yourself. Romans 6 verse 15, 16. You'll find that we're told that we are servants to whom we yield ourselves to obey. If you obeyed your governor over God Almighty and His Word, you have yielded yourself to be servants to the civil authority. If you obeyed the fear mongering of these so-called doctors like Fauci, which is a hypocritical piece of trash, you bowed your knee to obey a fake medical man instead of obeying the laws of God. Choose ye this day whom you serve. Think about it. And why halt ye between two opinions, as Elijah said? Why do you halt between two opinions? If God is God, serve God. If Baal is God, if God, serve Baal. Unfortunately, the masses that call themselves Christians are serving Baal and don't even know it. Because very few men in this country are willing to get behind the pulpits and on the radio or anywhere else and preach the Word of God the way it's written. You see, people that don't want to hear the truth, one that will not listen to my program. They won't. Because they know it's going to convict their hearts. And they like the comfort, the tranquility of ignorance. Unfortunately, ignorance, though, folks, will take you to hell. Hosea 4:6 says so. Understand the seriousness of what I just said to you tonight. Christ is purging his floor. Make sure that you're rooted and grounded and solidly entrenched in his word. And your faith is strong enough to stand the fan purging that is coming already. It's already here. But folks, the old saying is, we ain't seen nothing yet. We've got things ahead of us in this land that will make this pale in comparison. A friend of mine had a dream or vision the other day, and I do have faith in this gentleman because I know where he stands. He was told America's finished and watch out for the coastal cities. Well, it goes along the same lines as the Beach of Dudeman. New York, Miami, Los Angeles, and San Francisco and other coastal cities are going to be hit first. With what? I don't know. Nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons, perhaps. Earthquakes, perhaps. Tsunamis, perhaps. I don't know. But God is not mocked. Whatsoever ye sow, ye shall reap. The church has sowed cowardice, complacency, and complicity to the point that we turn the back upon God, his laws, his rules, to our own destruction. If it were just us that it affected as adults, it'd be awful. But not that desperately evil. It's our children, grandchildren that the Hezekiah syndrome has destroyed. Let's go to the phone lines. I have a problem. Let's start first with Randy in Florida. Randy, come on in.
Hey, Brett, you're still plagiarizing my failed to test miserably.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to have to start charging you a dollar every time you do it. Anyway, I went to the FBI over here in Tallahassee Friday to pursue criminal charges against my governor, and they wouldn't even let me in the door.
They wouldn't.
No, and I had to speak to them through a speakerphone outside the door, and they said, we'll take your number and call you back, and I never heard from them.
Well, that's we're looking for someone now, and I think I may have found one representing us. I hate to have to use a lawyer, but it's the only way you can get into courts, and we intend to pursue this class action lawsuit from a church perspective. I said he's already got a case from businesses, local businesses are he's representing them. I think he wants to represent the churches, so I'm gonna be the spearhead on this. I want to let our governor know that I am not scared of anything that he may do to me, and I hope I have enough other men and women to stand beside me to make a difference.
Well, I just look at it like this, you know. I mean, if I don't stand up against this governor, then I'm denying Christ before men.
Amen. I agree. I totally agree.
I told you about my GoFundMe account.
Right.
Yeah, well, I've got a whopping $120 so far. I went to your ministry website or ministry pages on Facebook, and every time I tried to post my GoFundMe account information on there, they removed it.
I know. They're taking down everything to do with our ministry, and that Facebook, of course, I don't run it. I'm not even on it myself personally, but I know it's on there. But they're taking a lot of things off Facebook with us, and also off YouTube. That we went on Brighteon, and Brighteon has been removed from YouTube also. So they're closing down the avenues of getting truth out. They're closing the nooses, Randy. They have nooses out for a long time. I've been telling people they're going to close the noose. They're going to close the trap, and they're doing it every day. But the masses.
Well, if I give it out on your show now?
Yeah, you can go ahead, sure. Yeah.
All right, well, the website is GoFundMe.com, and when you go to the homepage there, all you do is type in the name of my account, which is Bind Them From Mischief. Bind Them From Mischief is what you put for your terms in the search window on GoFundMe.com, and that'll take you to my page where people can donate whatever they feel inclined to do. So it's Bind Them From Mischief GoFundMe.com.
Okay. All right, folks, if you can help him do so, keep fighting, Randy. That's all I'm telling you.
I want to file a civil, this is for a civil lawsuit, and I need $2,500 to get it filed.
Okay. All right, folks, you heard him.
So anyway, but when you were talking about before about fear, you know, you would never know from looking at the church today in America, and, well, globally, but, in, you know, in the USA, because that's where I'm at, you would never know that, you know, Jesus is the great physician, and by his stripes we are healed. You should put a caveat after those verses and say, except for corona.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, you know? Randy. Good call. I got to jump. I'm going to get behind here, but good call. Thank you for the points, and thanks for standing. And, folks, again, if you can help him, please do so, okay? But I'll say this, and I'll move on to the next caller. Your faith is going to be tried, but it's going to bring forth a lot of fruit, folks, when you stick with it. Your faith can be tried. It'll bring forth patience and tenacity and more courage. Faith will help you grow. And the more your faith is tried, if you stick with Christ, the stronger it's going to be for the next battle. Yes, the battles are going to increase. If you remain steadfast until the end, according to Hebrews chapter 3, you're going to make it just fine. Be endured to the end if you're going to be saved. But your faith can be increased through trials. Just like working your muscles can increase muscle size by working them out. It is unpleasant sometimes. But I promise you, folks, if we stay faithful, we're going to win this thing in the end. America, I think, America is over. America is damned. America is done. But I'm going to stand, nonetheless. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Well, I've been standing with you for a long time.
Yes, you have.
By the way,
can I put your picture you sent me in the magazine next month?
If you choose to do that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well,
all right,
one thing good about that, nobody can see my face in that picture. I'm just a little bitty blip, so it won't run the cockroaches out of their house like it did yours when I sent you my picture. So,
well, yeah, I got that hanging on the wall. That helps a lot. But anyway.
Okay, back to the seriousness of the matter here. You know, when I started here with my display and went to all these churches and tried to recruit people to help me, you know, every one of them that I went to all 21 of them. They were all except one said that they were pro-life. But not a one of them. I've been out there on the street, as you got that thing, for 13 months or 13 straight months in a row with the big display. And I do the handheld signs at least once or twice a week in between that. And not one pastor has ever come to join me. Not one single one. And I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest parts of the crimes of our nation is people will not give God their time.
No, they won't.
Their time is their time. And so, you know, basically what you're saying is, Jesus, I don't have time for you.
You see, Gary, they go to the church a couple of hours a week, and they put a dollar in the collection plate. What more could he ask?
Well, that's about all they do. And then whatever's in the collection plate, they don't spend on the things of God. And, you know, I know that. I keep constantly going to these people and trying to get some, drum up some help. And they don't want to hear. And all they do is pray these generic prayers. See, there's all kinds of things in the Bible that God told us to do. Us to do. And he's not going to do, he told you to do. He called all 12 apostles for them to go out and spread the word.
That's right.
Them. And we teach, you know, or people will say in your scripture, you know, that we need to do that. But they don't do it. See, there is no do in the church. There is identifying sins and saying, well, I don't do this, and 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 that is all good. But they will not identify the other things that they don't do. Do they forbear to deliver those who are drawn into death? No, they don't. They ask God to do it. And God looks down and says, hey, look, dummy, I told you to do it.
That's right.
I didn't say it exactly that way. but that's what's happening. Butch, I'll let somebody else get on. I thank you for just the support that you've given me all these years, and I appreciate you very much.
And right back at you, brother.
And the whole crew, there, I send blessings upon them. And my wife is recovering from her hernia, and by the grace of God, and we're going to be out in the streets sooner or later. God bless.
God bless Bye-bye. You. God bless you, my friend. I tell you, folks, they're a couple of warriors. His wife and Gary are like me, getting up in years, but they ain't quitting. I guess tonight, the point I'm trying to make through all this message, this time together, is to tell you that you're going to be tried. If you're going to name the name of Christ, you're going to be tried. You may be going to a church that's it's a huge church. Maybe it's got thousands of members. Or maybe it's only got 50 or 100. But they're prospering. They're doing well. You have good service. You have good singing. You have all the things that church ought to have, except you're not standing in the gap for Christ against evil. You go to church. You praise Him, you say. He give you money. When it comes to boots on the ground, you don't show up. Gary can vouch to that. You don't show up. With our class action lawsuit, I'll be greatly surprised if we get 10 people from West Virginia join us in this class action lawsuit as church members. 10 pastors, I should say. I guarantee you I won't get more than 3 or 4 pastors to stand with us in West Virginia. Could be called most of them shut their doors, just like they were instructed to by their God called Caesar, called government. The local government said, shut your doors, and the churches said, yes, Master, let's do what you're told now. We'll do what we're told now. We're not going to do anything to rock the boat. After all, we're good citizens, and we love our neighbors, so we don't want to make him sick. We don't have enough faith in our God that he'll protect us. If we keep his word, he'll protect us. We don't have enough faith in God not to be fearful of a mild flu bug. We don't have enough faith in our God that he can keep us together and help us grow as a group and fellowship together, hug each other's neck and tell them we love each other and stand for truth in these last days. We don't have enough faith in our God to believe that. So, essentially, he's not really God, is he? Your God is the one whom you serve. You serve Governor Justice in West Virginia. You serve your God. You serve fear by asking people to wear masks and socially distance in your so-called fellowship hall. You're serving your God. It's fear. Oh, no, preacher. No, no. I don't want to see anybody get sick. No. So that's all right. You're still walking in fear. You're fearful. I haven't met anybody yet. Now, I'm probably in this audience tonight, maybe somebody out there. I haven't met one person yet, one individual, who personally knows someone who died from this disease and can prove that's what's killed them. When you have states reporting gunshot victims as died of COVID-19, who do you believe? How do you trust them? I don't know of anyone in my area, although they say there have been some here, who have even had the COVID. But I know no one who's died from it that's been proven to die from COVID-19. I'm sure there's some cases out there. There's got to be. I would think there have to be. But I don't know anybody personally. And if there was 100,000 who died or more already, out of 331 million people, folks, that's not much worse than any other foods ever come along. The death rate for COVID is 0.4%. The death rate of those who take the flu vaccine is 0.6%. Who do you trust? Old song you say, I always thought it was kind of a stupid song entitled, Who Do You Love? Who do you worship? Who do you obey? Obedience is worship. Who do you obey? Who's your God? Who's your keeper? Who's your Lord? Who's your idol? Maybe a better question. 844-769-2944. If you don't hurry, we have time. You know, we used to get dozens of phone calls in the program. We did. And We don't have a lot anymore. I don't know why, but let's go to Ohio and talk to Joshua. Joshua, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Brother Butch.
Hello,
sir. I just got back from West Coast Sunday, very late, like 1 in the morning. And I just want to let you know, anytime I listen to you, it's like I stick my hand in the electric socket. You wake me up. And I appreciate you very much. And I want to let you know, when you're going to go see the governor, you count on me and my wife. We're going to be standing by your side.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Do keep in touch with us, okay? Now, we're going to meet this coming Saturday. It'll be the last time we meet for at least a month. So if you get a chance, come down and join us if you want to.
Then, Lord's willing, we'll be there with my wife.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks for the call, Joshua. Thanks for being there. God bless you. That's heartwarming. Thank you, Joshua. That makes me feel better. At least I know I have one couple out there listening that's going to be with us in this battle if we get it put together. And we're going to try to get it put together as fast, as quickly as possible. Folks, we have to stand. We have to stand. You say, well, preacher, we can't win. America's finished. I know America's damned. I know that. But he hasn't told me I can quit. There's still souls to be reached. I'm interviewing a man that's running for governor here in the state of West Virginia Wednesday night. Now, I told you before that I will not support a man that I don't know is a brother in Christ, because I'm commanded by God to support those who are brothers in Christ, nobody else. This man, named Michael Folk, will join us Wednesday night because he is a Christian believing in God, and he's going to stand on godly principles. He's running for governor. He's running Republican. He's running against our on the primary next Tuesday against our governor. If he loses, another man is going to step up as an independent candidate to a run. But these men I know personally are men of God who will stand for what's right. They may not understand all the ins and outs of what we call a Constitution and how God's laws trump the Constitution. The Constitution has been used to do a lot of evil. They may not understand all that, but these men have principles and are trying to live by. Support those who will stand for what's right. No matter what the personal cost may be, folks, we got to do what's right. It may cost us our livelihoods. It may cost us our possessions. It could cost our physical body. But they can't touch our soul. Remember, your servants to whom you yield yourself to obey. Who are you going to serve? The decision is yours. You do what you think is best. But I warn you that if it is not in line with the Word of God, you're going to fall and it's going to hurt. Stand and live or bow and burn. It's your call. I'll see you tomorrow night. Dr. Rodriguez, good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.